After the Texans fall to the Green Bay Packers, head coach Gary Kubiak heads to the podium for his customary Monday press conference, and he begins by answering questions about Tim Jameson and right guard Antoine Caldwell.
Dobbins is Achilles.
Jameson, you talking about Tim?
Jameson, yes.
Yeah, Caldwell got a stinger concussion. He's going through the protocol, the concussion protocol of the league. Tim Jameson will miss the rest of the season. He tore his Achilles. You know, ended up playing four or five plays and tore his Achilles. So, feel bad for Timmy. You know, he's worked real hard and was a big positive going for us. Joseph sore groin. He'll be day to day. And Demps, you know, has a chance this week. So, I would say we start the week with Demps and Joseph being day to day.
Is Joseph his groin been bothering him the last 2 weeks? He says no, but it's kind of obvious he's not the same guy.
He's missed a little practice time, John. We've given him some Wednesdays off, given him some time off. He's had some soreness, nothing to keep him from playing. He's played with it before. But, you know, the biggest thing is we're, you know, what, about 350 to 400 snaps into this season. So it's a lot of snaps, and obviously he's on the field all the time covering their best. So, you know, we may have to be smart with him this week and getting him to Sunday, but you know, we think he'll be okay. It's something that he's been able to work through before, and hopefully we can work through it again.
What concerns you the most after you watch the film when you go back and look at it about that game?
There's not one thing, John. I mean, it was across the board. I mean, they got after us, like I said, really, really good. You know, we started slow as a team. We've been starting pretty fast as a football team. We get down. You know, we hurt ourselves as a football team. We gave them a couple of extra possessions, you know, with the offsides, obviously, on their first touchdown. Gave them basically three opportunities to possess the football on the first drive of the third quarter. So, you know, some undisciplined things that we did, you know, that's my biggest concern today. But, you know, I think across the board, all three phases, you know, wasn't good enough. And so we've got, you know, today we've got a lot of corrections to make and a lot of soul searching to do, you know, especially with this team we got coming in here this week. So it wasn't one thing. It was a bunch of things.
You've been unhappy with the special teams for a while. You made some changes with Holiday and then those three penalties. Are you still unhappy with them?
Yeah, I'm disappointed because we're not carrying some stuff from the practice field to the game, John. That's my biggest concern. Our return game, especially kickoff return, has been poor, extremely poor, and you know, we work on these things during the week, and we're not getting them done on the weekend. So we may have to change our train of thought there and some of the things we do. I thought Keyshawn did some good stuff. You know, he actually did a heck of a job on one punt return. He's very close, and one ball he shouldn't have brought out of the end zone, but he's trying to make a play and almost makes a hell of a play. So I was encouraged by him. We did make one big positive play on special teams with the block punt, but we gave him two possessions too with a couple of penalties, lack of discipline type penalties. So, yeah, something's got to get better. If our football team's going to get better, it's going to have to get a hell of a lot better.
Gary, you talked about teams. What about what Brian Brehma did with the block?
Yeah, he's been playing good, Mark. Brian's finally gotten healthy. The last few weeks, he's been himself. You know, as y'all know, we got started. He had the hamstring issue early in the season. But Brehma can be a difference maker for us. And not only blocked a punt, but had a couple of nice covers and tackles. Went in and played some defense at the end of the game, played well. So, you know, we got to have that when it comes to him and Jesse and those type of guys on special teams. They've got to be difference makers every week. You know, it can't be a stopgap situation. We got to count on them to be a difference in some games.
You have some early thoughts on how you handle Jameson not being there now?
Yeah, I mean, we got to think about it. Obviously, we got a young man on our practice squad we think a lot of in Hunter, you know, so that's option number one. But we got a couple of days here to take a look. And, you know, we only carry six guys on our team. So we're very shorthanded defensive line-wise, but we'll have to do something. I mean, obviously, we can't sit there and run Antonio and J.J. in the ground. We're going to have to go get them some help or pull it up from within, so we'll see what happens.
Gary, a couple of players I mentioned last night that maybe they didn't have the same sense of urgency going into last night that they had going into the season or the early games. Is that what you mean by soul-searching that the team has to do?
No, I didn't say that. I thought we had a sense of urgency. I thought we had a great week of practice. So I don't know where you got that from. But I thought we were very prepared. We practiced as well as we had practiced all year. You know, we're playing a great football team, and we got off to a very poor start. We go three and out offensively. You know, we had the offsides issue, you know, so we got down in this game as compared to all those other games we played. But we had our opportunities. You know, we cut it to 11 right at the half, and, you know, I felt like we're fine. Just got to go out and play. We cut it to 11 again at 28-17. They run the kickoff back to the 50. So we were playing a tough opponent. We were going to have to play special, and, you know, we weren't able to do that. But as far as going into the game, our preparation, I didn't feel any different than I felt the first five.
Did you notice any difference, I mean, afterward in the team, sort of in maybe how they were approaching things this week as before and after? I mean, is there a difference in being 5-1 and 6-0?
Are you talking about today?
Yeah.
Well, obviously they know they got it handed to them pretty good. I mean, all of us know that. It didn't take long to, you know, we knew that last night, and you turn on the film today and you see it again. So, you know, it's a humbling game, and you play a lot of football, and you're going to have some highs and lows. That's the first, you know, big low of the year. You know, we got other challenges coming our way, so how we handle those type of things will have a lot to do with what we are when it's all said and done. So, you know, it's a big disappointment, but we got to move on. They're out of here now. We moved on to Baltimore, and we got this game before our bye, so we got to come back. We got to play really well. I think this team is a big-time football team, and we've had trouble with them, you know, in the past. So, you know, we got to get back to work.
How did Jared Crick play last night, and how ready is he to get into rotation there defensively?
Played good. You know, I was impressed with some guys late in the game. You know, when it's not good, you find out a lot about some characters, some people on your football team. And, you know, you watch defensively, we stood up and stopped them a couple of times. Earl was impressive. Crick was impressive. Brayman was impressive. Offensively, you watch Justin go in there and carry the football the way he carried the ball and pass protect the way he carried the ball. You know, Garrett Graham. So, you know, that's – you kind of find out a lot about guys and how important it is to them in tough situations like that. And I think all their teammates looked at that film today, and they know that those guys are with them and they can count on them. And obviously those guys are going to have to play more football for us as we move forward.
The running game's been struggling, obviously, this year, 3.8 a carry, and it was 3.2 last night. What concerns you about what's going on the ground?
Well, it was good last week and not worth a darn last night. There's always something. You know, it concerns the heck out of me, but we got behind. We never got it going. We can do better up front. We can run better, all those things, call it better. But, you know, we got ourselves caught in a different type of football game than we want to play. And, you know, the end result is we're not running the ball, you know, very good at all. But it's not going to change how we believe and what we think we have to do to win. I mean, if that's what you're asking me. So we just got to look real hard at it and hopefully change it this week. I can hear you, John.
Baltimore's coming up.
Yeah, they've kind of changed themselves a little bit, you know, through his years of being there. I guess they've got a ton of confidence in him. They're letting him do a lot of no-huddle stuff. And they have moved the ball extremely well, but they do have one of the best three-down backs in the game too. So, I mean, I think we're facing a lot different opponent defensively this week than we did face last night. This team can beat you both ways. Yeah, they've got some issues. Everybody's got some issues this time of year. The team that came in here last night had issues, John. They were missing some players, and you saw what they were all about. So, you know, this league's about rising to the challenge, and we didn't do that last night, and we're looking forward to our opportunity this week. But we know how tough it'll be because, I mean, we always have a difficult time with these guys. It's always physical. Special teams usually plays a big part every time we play them, and we're struggling there right now. We're going to be a lot better.
What did you think about the pass protection on the right side of the line, especially whenever Jones went in towards the end of the game?
I'm sorry. Oh, you're talking about Ben.
Okay, yeah, Ben Jones.
Lost me there. I'm looking at the whole, you know, I don't look at the right side and left side. I'm looking at the offensive line. We got behind. They brought a lot of stuff. Dom does a great job. Showed a lot of blitzes and stuff that gave us problems. We didn't protect the quarterback good enough, you know, across the board. So that's up front. That's the running backs. And, you know, Matt took a lot of shots last night, you know. So, hey, if you get behind, you know, everybody knows you're going to throw the ball. That's when you got to be at your best protecting the quarterback. You know, you can't be average. And, so hopefully learn from that last night. But we got tested, and, you know, like a lot of things, it wasn't good enough. You know, so it wasn't right or left. It was the offense across the board.
You mentioned special teams. Baltimore, Jacoby had 108-yard kickoff return. How important is that? You said they beat you in two ways. They beat you that way, too.
Yeah. They made a lot of big plays. You know, you've always had a great kicking game, and then he takes that one back 108 yesterday. So, John, they're a well built football team. You know, all around, and like I said, offensively, they're playing very explosive this year. So, you know, when you come off a game like we did, and you're playing an opponent like them, we'll get your attention real quick. So, like I said, we've moved on. We actually went out and walked through some of their stuff already today, trying to get this taste out of our mouth and move on. So we got to have a good week and get everybody back going, heading in the right direction.
Is the familiarity good? You played them so much, it's almost like they're a division opponent. Is that good? There's no surprises?
Well, there's always going to be some surprises. I mean, they always do some different things, and we do some different things. Some of the familiar stuff, 3-14, you know, of course, they play a lot different fronts than Green Bay does play for us, so we've got a little bit of change from that standpoint off of their 3-4. Like I said, offensively, this team's throwing it around a bunch, but yet they line up with Vonta and Ray Rice, and they can pound it at you too. So I think our defense has got a lot different approach this week and as they get ready for this game. So every week's different, you know, John. They're a little different than they were last year.
Do you ever talk to the team? I know you talk about one week at a time, but if you beat Baltimore, means you're in the driver's seat and you control your own destiny the rest of the season. How important is that?
Well, I don't think that way. The most important thing is how we're playing, John. I think that's the most important thing. And, you know, we're going to get a break after this week. And, we've known that. That's no surprise. But, you know, I'd hate to be feeling the way we're feeling today next week. I mean, we need to get back playing a heck of a lot better football. So, you know, it's a long-haul deal, and, you got to be honest with yourself each and every week. You know, whether you win, you got to be honest if you're not doing things right, and when you get beat, it's easy to be honest with yourself. So we had an easy day from that standpoint, but it won't be an easy week. We've got to turn it around will be very difficult, so can't get out there quick enough and get going.
Ray Lewis tore his triceps out for the year. How big a loss is that for the Ravens? Does that change your approach for them Sunday?
No, they play the same defense. They do the same stuff, so it's not gonna change anything. You know, it's part of the game. It's like us losing Cushing, and we didn't go out there and run a different defense. I mean, that's part of football. What a great player. You know, I've been against him many, many times, and a tremendous player in this league, so you don't want to see any player get hurt. But, you know, I think they've been successful defensively for, God, numerous years, ever since I've been around. So I'm sure they're planning on staying the same way. So it's about their scheme. You know, the challenge is their scheme.
Gary, I know that you've moved on, but in looking at the tape, do you notice some significant differences with Cushing not there or some nuances? And what can you do, if you do notice those things, to maybe work around going forward?
First off, I would say that Brady did a lot of good things. You know, Brady played 60-plus plays, so it's different. You know, we're coming off of this game. Here we have another guy who's played a lot of snaps, you know, so it kind of changes our approach week in and week out. Now we got to get him, you know, going. He's been playing like 25 to 30 snaps, but I thought he did a lot of good stuff in the game. Were we attacked differently, Mark, if that's what you're asking me? I don't feel that way. I mean, they obviously had us a nickel all night long, but that's what they are as a team. I mean, they're a three-wide team, spread the field and let number 12 throw it around, and he can throw it around as good as anybody. So, that was our first week out without him, and it wasn't successful, but it wasn't successful not just because Cush wasn't there. We have problems in a lot of other areas. So it goes back to what I talked about last week, us playing better as a team, and we didn't do that.
With Cush, I mean, is it more of an opportunity for Merciless to get on in those rush packages?
Yeah, he did play a little bit more last night. Wade had a couple of schemes in for him. You're right. He needs to get more involved. He's got to grow up as a player. You know, I talked to a couple of young players today. There's a lot of guys that have to grow up real fast for our team. You know, Posey, Martin, Ben Jones, you know, all those guys are going to have to play above and beyond. You know, Nick, I mean, they played a college season already. I mean, we're going into our 11th football game or something like that, right now. So these guys are in for the long haul. They're going to have to play like veterans. Okay.